God's Authority Forever Established, February 15. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan sought to make it appear that he was working for the liberty of the universe. He was determined to make his arguments so varied, so deceptive, so insidious, that everyone would be convinced that God's law was tyrannical. Even while hanging on the cross, assailed by Satan with his fiercest temptations, Christ was victorious. With his parting breath he exclaimed, "It is finished." The battle had been won. The blood of the innocent had been shed for the guilty. By the life that he gave, man was ransomed from eternal death, and the doom of him who had the power of death was sealed. Not until the death of Christ was the character of Satan clearly revealed to the angels or to the unfallen worlds. Then the prevarications and accusations of him who had once been an exalted angel were seen in their true light. It was seen that his professedly spotless character was deceptive. His deeply laid scheme to exalt himself to supremacy was fully discerned. His falsehoods were apparent to all. God's authority was forever established. Truth triumphed over falsehood. Not merely in the minds of a few finite creatures in this world, but in the minds of all the inhabitants of the heavenly universe, has the immutability of God's law been established. Satan's course against Christ was heralded to every world. When the issue was finally determined, every unfallen being expressed indignation at the rebellion. With one voice they extolled God as righteous, merciful, self-denying, just. The heavenly universe had witnessed the weapons that were chosen by the Prince of Life, the words of Scripture, it is written, and the weapons used by the Prince of the World, falsehood and deception. They had seen the Prince of Life deal in straightforward lines of truth, honesty, and integrity, while the Prince of the World exercised his power of cunning, artful secrecy, intrigue, enmity, and revenge. They had seen the one who bore the banner of truth sacrifice everything, even his life, to maintain truth, while the one who bore the banner of rebellion continued to strengthen his accusations against the God of truth. The heavenly worlds and heaven itself were amazed at God's long forbearance. The Lord had demonstrated his wisdom and justice in banishing Satan from heaven. All the unfallen beings are now united in regarding God's law as changeless. His law has been proved faultless. His government is forever secure.